okay. Don't want to worry you out, Nicole. Okay. So.
Good.
Okay.
So vielleicht für alle Hörerinnen und Hörer noch, wir sind hier auf Radio Soul International, die Verbindung hier nach Amerika, Ted Marr, Out of This World Radio Show heißt diese Show und er hat eine Galactical Wisdom Conference und er hat interviewt und diese Aufnahme hier, die hören wir gerade, die werden wir jetzt eben Schritt für Schritt auch übersetzt von Nicole bekommen weiterhin und ja, wir machen einfach hier jetzt weiter. Er heißt, wie heißt er noch einmal schnell? Billy und er ist von, also sein Interviewpartner ist von der Inner Erde, Billy vom Hollow Earth. Und er bringt uns diese Weisheiten.
And that's what he was trying to bring across to his disciples. Marvel not what I do, for greater shall you do, if you only know you can. So again, he's telling you, you are gods and you are goddesses. And it's spoke of in the New Testament. When you talk about scriptures in the Bible, I'm going to shake up the Christian world here in just a moment. I'm going to give them the reality of what it is. And it's this. The words of Jesus are very, very explicit. And words that do not pertain to Jesus are the following. These signs shall follow those who believe. They shall take up serpents. They shall lay hands on the sick and they shall recover. The in my name part of it is not Jesus. That's not, those are the words of King James. King James had to put his little two cents in there. Otherwise, the Bible would never have been written in modern language.
Uh-huh. Okay.
The most important part of that is that you don't have to do things in the name of Jesus because you're one with Jesus. Mm. Understand? You are one with the Creator. You're one with God. You're because you are, in essence, God. You are, in essence, goddesses. And when he gave out those scriptures, and of course, and then it was messed up by King James putting his two cents in there. It's not believe in my name. Those are the words of King James. Get that through your brain. It's King James that introduced that addition to the writings.
I see.
And because of that, you've been robbed of the true essence of the word. And the power of those words. God said, let us make man in our image, in our likeness, and with our powers and abilities. That's right there in plain, written in the Dead Sea Scrolls. Mm-hmm. But they were never allowed to include that into the modern Bibles. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Why? Because it would have undermined their entire set up, if you will.
Okay.
I do have a difficulty translating the Bible quote and the quote of King James. It was so fast.
Okay. Basically, he was saying, Nicole, if this helps, my friend, he was saying that King James, when he wrote the Bible, he added in Jesus' name. That wasn't part of the Bible. That's really all you have to say. Yeah, that helps. Yeah.
Well, that the essence is not included, right?
So, right. Yeah.
Also die Zitate kann ich jetzt nicht wortwörtlich wiedergeben, aber es geht um die Essenz, dass im Grunde in den Rollen vom Toten Meer steht, dass wir eins sind mit Jesus, eins sind mit Gott, mit dem Schöpfer. Und die Worte von Jesus da sehr klar und deutlich sind. Und dass aber König James da eigene Worte hinzugefügt hat, sodass diese Essenz im Prinzip verloren geht.
The religion. Mm-hmm. It would have undermined that. So they had to change that not include that major part of the Dead Sea Scroll of Genesis. And if they had put it in there, we wouldn't be in the situation we're in now. We would still be one with each other.
Also,
there wouldn't have been any conflicts or war.
Wäre, sondern die Worte aus der Genesis existierten, dann wären wir nicht getrennt, dann wären wir eins.
Mm-hmm. That's what President Kennedy said too. He said, Nicole and Gerhard, once we realize that we are all one, peace will be around the planet. We won't fight anymore.
Because the knowingness, and that's the key, it's not believing something's going to happen. It's knowing something's going to happen.
Mm-hmm.
That's the secret of healing. Mm-hmm. Whenever you do a healing, you simply say 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, I receive from the God or Goddess of my being. I'm completely healed of whatever it happens to be. And at the end you say, and I know it.
Mm-hmm.
Did you remark it?
Ja, ich glaube schon. Also es geht darum, wirklich dieses Wissen zu haben. Also wenn man heilt zum Beispiel, zählt man 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Ich empfange. Und von der Göttin oder als Mann vom Gott meines inneren Seins, zum Beispiel kann ich gut sehen, klar sehen. Und ich weiß das. Und das Wichtige ist dieser Satz, ich weiß das, I know it.
Say I know it, you're giving your body permission to heal. And when you do that, your body will heal instantly.
Mm-hmm.
So mm-hmm. Just remember what I'm telling you. You are gods and goddesses. You are healers. There's no reason for you to be ill mm-hmm. at all.
Yeah. Indem man eben sagt, ich weiß das, gibt man seinem Körper die Erlaubnis zu heilen. Und das passiert dann sofort. Genau, mit dem Wissen brauchen wir nicht mehr getrennt zu sein.
I think I preached too much. Long enough now.
No, that I really appreciate your wisdom. That's absolutely correct. That's right. There's no reason for any of us to be ill.
No.
Yeah, that's right. Because disease is a dis-ease, another in imbalance.
It's an imbalance of the body.
Right. Mm-hmm.
If you balance your body, just like, okay, I'll give you another example. Whenever you, I got sidetracked by my beloved here. She wants me to bring my dad in. Okay, I'll do that.
We love to talk to Sarah.
Okay, all right, so I'll go ahead. I'll become silent and let my father come through and talk.
Fängt,
with
glaube ich, ein neues Thema an.
Okay.
Genau, Billy sagt, er predigt zu viel und Ted bedankt sich für seine Weisheit. Und dann betont Billy nochmal, dass also keiner krank sein muss. Dass Krankheit im Grunde eine Imbalance ist und dass es darum geht, einfach den Körper in Balance zu bringen. Und jetzt wird sein Vater dazukommen. Ich vermute, er nimmt jetzt gerade Kontakt auf.
Mhm. Genau, also sein Vater wird jetzt über den Körper und über die Stimme von Billy sprechen. Ne?
Okay, thank you. I appreciate it.
All right. Indeed, beloved gods and goddesses, I'll be you this wondrous and glorious and loving day.
Hello, Zara. It's so nice to have you here. Thank you so much for joining us today. It's so good to hear from you.
Indeed. Well, I was prompting Zaria to continue, but Quasar brought in a note over and said, let the father come through. So I'm here. Do you have any questions for me?
A lot of questions, Zara. I'll focus in on the most important ones. This is a tremendous time. Humanity's changing. The planet is ascending. And there's just so many changes out there happening. When do you think this will be all over with? I know we're in a transition period right now where a lot of the negative governments, negative people are being exposed as such. I look at a lot of governments going. Biden's fake. Trudeau is fake. A lot of government so-called leaders are horrible to their people. When do you think this will... this period will end and we'll reach a harmonious planet? Will it take some, I know it's going to take some time, but and time frames can change depending upon people's free will. But from your perspective, what do you see?
Was hältst du davon, wenn ich jetzt hier schon, dass du die Frage schon übersetzt?
Mhm, ja. Also erst einmal begrüßt Ted Zora und Zora begrüßt uns alle Göttinnen und Götter. Und die Frage, die Ted stellt, also wann wird das hier vorbei sein? Wir gehen gerade durch eine sehr spezielle, heftige Zeit. Es findet aber auch viel Veränderung statt und es ist eine Zeit des Übergangs. Es gibt viele Regierungen, die ihre Menschen nicht gerade gut behandeln. Biden, Trudeau sind nicht echt. Und Ted möchte wissen, wann das Ganze ein Ende findet, diese Übergangszeit.
Understand that when this all started over in Ukraine, when that began to happen, Prime Creator told Ashtar to dispatch a ship, and the ship is, to simply put it, when you look at a map of the Ukraine, you see it takes up a lot of landmass. Yes,
right.
Well, that landmass has a ship that is above the country. And if you were to be above the ship, it would overshadow the entire country of the Ukraine.
Wow, amazing. Okay.
It is there. It is cloaked, but it is there. So any act upon trying to attack the Ukraine with nuclear missiles would fail. Simply because they would fire, they'd come back down, and they would simply be absorbed into the ship. Or the ones from the Ukraine would not even fire. They would be absorbed into the ship as well. So understand the ability to wage a nuclear holocaust has been taken away from the Earth people.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Also als der Konflikt in der Ukraine begann, hat der erste Schöpfer dafür gesorgt, dass ein großes Schiff, also ein Luftschiff, ein UFO über dieser riesigen Landmasse installiert wurde. Und dieses Schiff ist nicht sichtbar, es ist verhüllt, aber es würde dafür sorgen, dass sollten Nuklearwaffen auf die Ukraine abgefeuert werden, diese quasi dadurch absorbiert würden. Also es ist verhindert, dass ein Atomkrieg stattfinden kann.
There will never ever be a nuclear war. It cannot and will not be allowed.
Excellent. Okay.
So you can rest assured your listeners that there will never, ever be a nuclear war because it cannot be allowed. Mm-hmm. And if it was, something was to occur, and by a minute chance a nuclear weapon got through, it would cause fallout. The fallout would find its way into hollow earth, and that cannot be allowed. Mm-hmm. So naturally, we're not going to allow that to occur. We have already dispatched several vessels onto the surface of the earth, and they have what is called rendered all countries' weapons inert. Mm-hmm. In other words, your munition depots, the one in particular, Yucca Valley, California, was a nuclear arsenal munitions depot. But recently, they went down to do an inventory of their stockpile and discovered the stockpile was gone.
Okay.
Also, betont nochmal, dass ein Atomkrieg nicht erlaubt werden wird. Unter anderem auch, weil das die Folgen auch für die innere Erde spürbar wären und dass sie das nicht erlauben können. Viele der Arsenale, Munitionsdepots wurden außer Kraft gesetzt oder teilweise sogar sind die Waffen verschwunden, weil die innere Erde eben Schiffe zu diesen verschiedenen Depots geschickt hat.
That's amazing.
So they had no inventory. Same with the Russians, the same with the Chinese, all of the other countries that have at one point had nuclear supply, all of that's been done away with.
Wow.
So the only thing they have now are your standard missiles that do not have the capability of mass destruction. Mm-hmm. All those weapons have been done away with. There will never ever be mistake where someone would push a button and that would be the end of everything. But no, that ability has been taken away from them. Mm-hmm. Mm. And they did it in a subtle way so as not to go against free will. Mm-hmm. They simply went in there and dematerialized them. So there is no weapon, there is no inventory to be had. And it has them quite perplexed. Just recently, Putin warned the Ukraine that he would bring in tactical nuclear weapons. And when they went down to their silos, they discovered that the warheads were inert.
Really?
And they're not active anymore. Mm-hmm. Their depots are empty of inventory. Mm-hmm. They're gone. Mm-hmm. They're simply gone.
Also Sie haben auf eine sehr subtile Art und Weise dafür gesorgt, dass weltweit der Atomkraftsprengköpfe oder eben auch Atomwaffen generell entweder verschwunden sind, dass wenn nachgeschaut wird, kein Inventar mehr vorhanden ist. Als Putin androhte, die Ukraine mit Atomwaffen anzugreifen, mussten sie auch feststellen, dass die Atomköpfe entschärft waren und nicht mehr zu verwenden. Und das Ganze wurde so durchgeführt, dass es eben nicht gegen den freien Willen verstößt.
No one knows where they went. They're simply gone. And that's been, it's been, and it's that way all over the world. So all of the countries that think they have the capability to initiate annihilation of different countries, they're in for a rude awakening.
Yeah. Er wiederholt nochmal, dass eben diese ganzen Atomwaffen nicht mehr existieren und alle, die denken, sie könnten andere ausschalten, andere Länder, ja, das nicht mehr tun können.
Okay. Do you want to stop here, Ted? Or what do you say? Please switch on your microphone before.
My friend, yeah. I appreciate all your help today. I know because of the time change, we're, you know, kind of a little bit messed up on things. I can go as long as you guys want. I find this fascinating, but it's up to both you, Gerhard, and Nicole, how long you want to go. I don't want to wear either of you out. So just let me know how long you want to go. If you want to stop now, it's okay. If you want to go a few more minutes more, it's fine. If you want to go 6 hours more, that's fine too. Mm-hmm. I'll leave it up to you.
Nicole, was sagst du?
Also es wird langsam schwierig mit der Konzentration. Also wenn es noch kurz ist, geht's, aber nicht mehr zu lange, bitte.
Mhm. Fragst du, Ted, ist jetzt das Thema mit Ukraine und mit Krieg, ist das jetzt schon gleich abgeschlossen und kommt dann ein anderes Thema oder bleibt das noch das Thema? Das wäre interessant. Fragst du ihn?
I told him that my concentration is weakening because it's been long, and so he would like to know if you remember if the topic Ukraine is ends here or if there's still a little bit on that topic, because then we would finish this one and then stop.
Yeah, let's go maybe 5 more minutes and then we can do the rest on our next show, which will be in Vienna on the 28th. That'll work out fine, if that's okay. Okay. Then we have plenty of... how much time is left on the interview, Gerhard?
This is 45 minutes, about. 50 minutes. Okay. 50 minutes are left. We are almost in... Yeah.
Okay, well, if we go another 5 minutes, that's about halfway. That'll be fine.
Right.
Okay. And we can wrap it up. That gives... I'm sorry, Nicole, I don't mean to wear you out. Just
no, all good.
Okay.
They no longer have that capability. We warned them and warned them ever since Nagasaki and Hiroshima not to do it. And they just ignored us. So we simply came in and did it for them.
I see. Okay. Wow. Okay.
And there's a few years back, there was a meteor over Russia, and it was obliterated.
Right. Well,
but understand, it was not just a meteor; it was an asteroid. It was 150 miles in diameter. Mm-hmm. Had it struck your planet, we wouldn't be talking.
Well,
so understand that, and of course, that was done away with by the Galactic Federation. They dispatched a ship to go into the asteroid and turn on the force field fully, which caused the asteroid to implode. And then fragments of that did fall to the Earth, but of no consequence. But in reality, it was a planet-killing object. Right. And if it would have hit your planet, that would have been the end of it. But understand, your planet is slated for ascension.
Right.
And when your planet is slated for ascension, there can be no outside interference at all.
Mm-hmm. ich habe den Übergang, da fehlt ein bisschen was, aber ich denke, es geht darum, dass seit Nagasaki und Hiroshima einfach nicht mehr erlaubt wurde, dass Atomwaffen verwendet werden.
Ja.
Und dann erzählt er, dass über Russland eigentlich ein Meteor eingeschlagen wäre mit einem Durchmesser von 150 Meilen. Und dass die Galaktische Föderation aber dafür gesorgt hat, dass er implodiert und dadurch nur Fragmente auf die Erde gefallen sind, weil wir sonst nicht mehr existieren würden. Die Erde ist vorgesehen für den Aufstieg. Das heißt, es darf eigentlich keine Einmischung von außen geben.
That goes for nuclear weaponry, that goes for near-Earth objects or whatever. All of that is being observed and taken care of. Whenever a near-Earth object comes in the path of the Earth, it's simply moved over and goes about its business. Mm-hmm. And the Galactic Federation are the ones that are moving them out of the way so they do not hit the Earth. But that one... was allowed to come through to show you an outward showing that your planet is protected. So, and I understand Terra Crista has already ascended into a full fifth dimensional realm. It's the people upon her that need to catch up.
Right, okay.
So the world has already ascended. You're just the ones that are coming up from to the ascension yourselves.
Okay.
Also normalerweise werden alle Objekte, die irgendwo von außen die Erde bedrohen, zur Seite geschafft. Und dieser eine Meteor, der wurde halt, ich sag mal, näher dran gelassen, um zu zeigen, dass wir beschützt sind, dass die Erde beschützt wird. Und er sagt, dass der Terra Crystal, also der Kristall der Erde, eigentlich schon in der fünften Dimension ist, oder unsere Erde, der Planet. Nur, dass wir Menschen da noch etwas hinterherhinken und Nachholbedarf haben, quasi Gas geben sollten.
Mm-hmm. Understand, no one dies. Mm-hmm. There is no death at all. It's called ascension.
Right.
It is not death. Mm-hmm. No one dies. Mm-hmm. Recently in the Ukraine, many people in the news, it was told many people perished in the Ukraine due to the missile strikes. They did not die. They simply ascended.
I see. Okay.
Mm-hmm. So no one dies. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Death is a no thing. Mm-hmm. It was created by the Christian, by the church. It wasn't created by whatever. It understand, whenever a person decides to move on, they simply ascend. They do it in one of two ways. They either take the body with them and there's nothing to bury or cremate, or they leave the body behind and take on a new body in the fifth dimension. Mm-hmm. So there's only two ways to do what is termed as to ascend, either with or without your body.
Mm-hmm. Okay, good. This will be the last segment. Go ahead. Thank you, Nicole. Thank you.
Genau. Jetzt geht Sora darauf ein, dass es keinen Tod gibt. Es gibt nur den Aufstieg. Und als vor kurzem in der Ukraine etliche Leute gestorben sind durch die Missiles, durch die Waffen, durch die Angriffe, sind sie nicht gestorben. Den Tod gibt es nur, weil die Kirche ihn quasi erfunden hat, sondern sie sind alle aufgestiegen und es gibt zwei Möglichkeiten zum Aufstieg, mit oder ohne Körper. Mit Körper, dann bleibt nichts zurück, was man beerdigen kann. Oder man steigt eben ohne Körper auf und nimmt dann einen neuen Körper an in der fünften Dimension.
Nicole, you've done such a great job, and Gerhard, I'm so apologize for the mess up, but when we're on, I've written it down that we'll be on the air again on March 28th. Right. By that time, Europe should have gone into also the summertime clock. Well, I'll check on it to make sure we don't mess up. And Nicole, I appreciate you so much for doing today. I want to talk to you tomorrow. Not today. You've already done a lot of work, but I have a lot of messages from the dolphins, and they also told me how you can talk to them. I've got specific instructions, what to do, how to do it. So just send me a text, and let me know when's a good time, and we'll talk tomorrow, really anytime, and I'll walk you through it. And I want to thank you both so much for all your beautiful help. He's always says amazing things, I appreciate your help so much. And Out of This World Radio is a nonprofit listener-supported show. If you'd like to go support us, just go to my website, outofthisworld1150.com. Mm-hmm.
Ted bedankt sich bei allen für die Unterstützung und die eine persönliche Nachricht werde ich jetzt nicht übersetzen. Und er betont nochmal, dass Out of the World Radio und soweit ich weiß auch Sol Radio beide eben gemeinnützig arbeiten und sich über Unterstützung freuen. Mhm. Genau, die Website von TED ist outoftheworld1150.com und deine sagst du am besten selbst.
Ja, am besten. Also Radio SOL zusammen, radiosol.at oder EU, also ganz einfach zu merken.
Genau, die nächste Sendung ist am 28. März. Mhm. Und dann gibt es hoffentlich nicht mehr diesen also diese eine Stunde, weil Europa dann auch in der Sommerzeit ist, sodass dann vielleicht das nächste Mal kein Chaos entsteht, hoffentlich.
We should have a better, super nice then in time. This is just a rare occurrence.
Es gab heute ein Missverständnis dadurch, dass in den USA am Wochenende die Zeit umgestellt wurde. Nochmal als Wiederholung für die später hinzugekommen sind. Yeah. Und liebevollerweise war Gerhard dann schnell bereit anzufangen, etwas früher als sonst. Aber am 28. sollte alles wieder laufen wie gehabt.
And Gerhard is a nonprofit program too. If you can support him, that'd be wonderful.
Mm-hmm. We already said that.
Okay, good.
I was faster.
Fast than light.
All right. Okay, wonderful. Well, I hope you have a wonderful day, Gerhard and Nicole. Are you going to go swim with the dolphins now?
It's nighttime already.
Okay, it's nighttime. Okay, well, tomorrow. But arrange a time. Just send me a text, and I'll tell you what they've given me instructions to tell you.
Okay. I will.
Okay. So, okay. Great. Okay. Great.
Let's finish with the water song, won't you?
Okay. Great. Much love to both of you and to everyone listening today.
Okay. Bye bye. Nicole, es war super mit dir. Ciao. Ciao, Ted.
Ciao.
Milky Way,
Hito wa
Solution for entertainment.